This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide on this live Monday, March 7th, 2016, global transmission. Paul Joseph Watson is coming up at the bottom of the hour to break down the huge geopolitical developments unfolding around our world and what the weaponized, controlled corporate media is doing, not just here in the U.S. or Canada, but in Australia, across the European Union, and across the United Kingdom as well. They are engaged in weaponized balkanization, weaponized promotion of open race and religion war. It is incredible. You understand, obviously, but you've got to get the word out to others that don't understand what's happening because it's so tragic. When Beyonce at the Super Bowl does her anti-white, anti-police event, that is not some black woman pushing racism. That is the NFL that is paid to do the fake patriotic displays, that is paid to push the anti-gun, quote, brainwashing, as the Attorney General famously said. That is a mission. That is a program. And the same thing is done in Europe. It's denounced by police groups who are grassroots and aren't controlled. But from the top, it is Justice Department run. And Paul Watson is going to be breaking this down big time coming up. Bernie Sanders in the Democrat debate yesterday came out and said, white people don't know, we're going to play the clip in a moment, don't know what it's like to be poor. Again, as if whites are this super class, this royalty around the world. This is the elite of the globe that have stolen the wealth, setting up tyranny, trying to blame white people if there's any class envy or somebody doesn't have money. There are twice as many, and we're going to go over the numbers coming up, the feds admit, whites below the poverty line as there are black people. Now, obviously, whites are about 55, 60% of the population, and we've got blacks that are 13%. So, statistically, there are more poor blacks than whites, but there are double the number of poor whites in the United States. And some of the poorest, I mean, that is just crazy to sit there and just act like because you're white, you know, you've been given a leprechaun and a whole pot of gold. Think of the level of weaponized media that is. And think how they've opened Europe's borders and our borders and say, we have to pay for everything or we're bad. This is indentured servitude for the Western world and for white people as a new second-class citizen. They're actually saying we're devils. Next, it'll be wear yellow stars. What if Bernie Sanders had said, Jews don't know what it's like to be poor? Or Hispanics don't. It's so racist, but it's okay because it's against white people. This is total demonize white people, come after white people. That will then cause whites to either submit to political correctness in the bullying and do whatever they're told, or they will turn into racist, ladies and gentlemen, and then join the other side. And that's what they do. They're setting up prison management with people in different groups fighting with each other. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and break this down more. But first, here's that clip of Bernie Sanders in his own stinking words saying it.
Some young people active in the Black Lives Matter movement. Young lady comes up to me and she says, you don't understand what police do in certain black communities. You don't understand the degree to which we are terrorized. And I'm not just talking about the horrible shootings that we have seen, which have got to end. We've got to hold police officers accountable. I'm just talking about everyday activities where police officers are bullying people. So what, to answer your question, I would say, and I think it's similar to what the secretary said, when you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car. And I believe that as a nation in the year 2016, We must be firm in making it clear. We will end institutional racism and reform a broken criminal justice.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Alex Jones here. I'm going to be live via Skype coming up during the noontime hour. Paul Joseph Watson is coming up in the next segment from London, England. Now, if you just joined us, I broke down the incredible racism, the incredible race war, the incredible divide and conquer, weaponized statements of Bernie Sanders saying white people don't know what it is like to be poor. Let's play that clip.
You don't understand the degree to which we are terrorized. And I'm not just shooting, I'm not just talking about the horrible shootings that we have seen, which have got to end, and we've got to hold police officers accountable. I'm just talking about everyday activities where police officers are bullying people. So what, to answer your question, I would say, and I think it's similar to what the secretary said, when you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
Think about that. This is a script, folks, when Beyonce is at the Super Bowl with all this race baiting. It's a script when the Pope says it's racist if you don't open your borders. It's a script when they have all the big rappers pushing this. It's a script when they have the politicians out there promoting, go after the police, go after local government. This is the globalist collapsing borders, collapsing nation states, and bringing in third world populations that are weaponized. And also using indigenous populations and old beefs and old problems to then cause divide and conquer. Now, I know you know that, but they're really doing it at a scale that is so brazen, so out in the open, so naked, it really could backfire on them. The story's up on InfoWars.com. Sanders steps in it, declares white people just don't know what it's like to be poor. There are over 19 million white people under the poverty line. Sociologists and anthropologists have pointed out many times, you can look up the papers on this, that it's actually much higher because whites statistically are more prideful and do not like to get handouts and things like that. That's just a cultural thing. And so a lot of whites live in poverty, but basically live together, you know, with their parents or whatever, and don't make a big deal out of it. So some estimates are that number is above 30 million. But regardless, there are twice as many poor whites as there are poor blacks. Ladies and gentlemen, that statement is so over the top, so disconnected from a bum like Bernie Sanders, who didn't have a paying job until he was 40 years old, in his own words, who's lived off other people's money. This is the elite playing class warfare and using race out in the open to distract the population, like blacks, who have double the unemployment under Obama, to somehow blame it on the white guy next to him working at the factory. This is so sick. It's so evil. It is sowing seeds of unprecedented division and shows you how truly evil these people are. And when you have a population that's so disconnected from reality, who's been so dumbed down, as about half the public has, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, it allows these type of lies to continue and flourish. There's a video up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play in the second hour. It's on PrisonPlanet.com as well. With Mark Dice out there, and the majority of people in California don't know what Washington, D.C. is named after. They don't know it's named after George Washington, first president of the United States, the guy who is on the dollar bill. They don't know any of that. They don't understand that. They are in their own world. And just hear racism, racism, just like they caught Democrats dressed up like basically Klan members and stuff saying that, you know, they hate Hispanics at Rand Paul events. They work for the campaign that was running against him. Now, the anti-Trump people are going out handing out KKK signs and Heil Hitler signs at his events and even putting it on the news. To then sit there and make, quote, minorities, who are the majority in most areas, feel like whites are after them and people are trying to get them. And then that makes minorities who would be conservative or libertarian feel like they're not welcome at the Tea Party or welcome with people like Donald Trump. When the vast majority of the people that are involved with Donald Trump, I know them, I'd say 90% are not racist. Whites are the most unracist group out there. I grew up in a very multicultural area of Dallas. I know. And there were some racist white people. They were few and far between. Most of them were guilty and self-loathing and hating and groveling to prove they weren't racist. That's pretty much how I was raised. I love my parents, but boy, I was raised, you know, with white guilt. Ladies and gentlemen, my parents don't have that guilt anymore. They've seen through all the propaganda and the brainwashing. And a lot of people are waking up to this as well. But we're not becoming racist. We're just realizing how we've been demonized and how we've been attacked. And so this is really out of control. Then you've got Glenn Beck on the other side going on Stephanopoulos, the Democrat Party operative, former chief of staff for Clinton, and openly saying that what we see with Trump is like the Hitler phenomenon and the Nazis coming to power. This is a guy who said, arrest Ron Paul supporters, Ron Paul's dangerous, when he was at CNN and Fox. This is a guy who's always there. And I don't want to demonize him. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck, but I just can't put up with it anymore. He says Ron Paul was right and all this stuff when he was the guy that tried to destroy Ron Paul in that clip. We're going to play that clip right now.
The GOP has one last chance to listen to the people. And the people that, and I understand it, they're very, very angry because the GOP did not listen the first time around. They didn't listen to the Ron Paul people who are way ahead of the curve, then the Tea Party people, and they rubbed our nose in it. And they are tired. And they have created Donald Trump. The people are speaking clearly, and there's two ways to go. Anger and nationalism, which has been done before in history.
Whoa.
And you can go for nationalism, you can go for anger.
Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler?
If you look at what's happening in with Donald Trump and his playing to the lowest common denominator and to the anger in us, you know, Adolf Hitler, we all look at Adolf Hitler in 1940. We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
Americans have to see through this. But the very same paradigm of race war and divide and conquer is being played out in Europe as well. Now, earlier I mentioned this is a prison policy system. That's what it is. The way they control prisons in Europe and the United States, where we have very diverse populations, is they segregate people according to race and religion in some cases. They put the black Muslims over here. Blacks are basically forced to convert to Islam. They put the whites over here with the white supremacists. You're basically forced to get a swastika tattoo or they kill you or rape you. You're forced to join the Hispanic gangs. There are so few whites being born now and so few young whites that now the prisons, the white gangs, if your mother was white, I guess they're following the Jewish thing, they consider you white. This is the mitochondrial DNA, and then they will let Hispanics, blacks, and others now join the white supremacists and choose that they want to be basically a division of that. That's what they're doing. So it's not based on free market, our country, not based on property, not based on family, not based on religious freedom. It's based on what race you are and the local mafia chief that works with the government who sits over you. The warden is the government, the federal government, and the states are like the jail guards and the local governments. And then we all are in a huge prison grid being surveilled and being watched, being played off against each other. And the British wrote books on the subject over 200 years ago. It's called The Great Game. Look up The Great Game, how they controlled India with the different tribes, the different religions, the different groups. In Africa, like in Nigeria, they have the prisons segregated Muslim, Christian, animist, you know, folks that worship nature. And that's how they control people. Very same genetics, very same background. They all kill each other. It's tribalism being manipulated and instilled for social engineering by sick people like Bernie Sanders. Let's play that clip one more time where he says white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Talk about racist. Talk about demonizing whites. This is sick.
You don't understand the degree to which we are terrorized. And I'm not just shooting. I'm not just talking about the horrible shootings that we have seen, which have got to end, and we've got to hold police officers accountable. I'm just talking about everyday activities where police officers are bullying people. So what, to answer your question, I would say, and I think it's similar to what the secretary said, when you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
So Glenn Beck says you're basically part of Hitler's movement if you support Trump. And the Democrats are handing out signs saying, Heil Hitler. At the event. See how they're all coordinated. And now Glenn Beck's the darling on ABC News and everywhere else. This is how they have controlled opposition. And I was told by insiders at Fox 6 years ago and by people that have worked for Beck, these aren't disgruntled folks. These are people that have gone on to run major companies and who were big before they ever met Beck, that Glenn Beck was designed to be the anti-Alex Jones and that Glenn Beck is obsessed with me and tracks everything we do and tries to co-op what we do. And is there basically to destroy the liberty message and control it. Now, I've always said he still does some good, but overall he doesn't do good now. He's trying to kill populism. I like Ted Cruz, and I realize why I've started to not like Ted Cruz is because Glenn Beck supports him. And I think that's the cherry on top of why I don't trust Ted Cruz with his CFR wife and Goldman Sachs background being top Bush insiders who helped write trade deals and the rest of it, is that you have the globalist history where he came from. He's been good since he's been in the Senate, but he could be the ultimate sleeper cell. I trust him less than Donald Trump. And let's be clear, I'm watching Donald Trump closely. But the globalists are legitimately scared to death of him for a reason, and that's why they're using weaponized media and really brutal, sick tactics against folks. I talked about it yesterday. I'm going to talk about it more when I'm live with Watson in the next hour. But I'm talking to friends, family, neighbors, you name it, where people are singing Beyonce, mainly young black kids, 11, 12, 13, 14, at parks and in schools and on the streets and breaking into things and threatening to attack people and just coming up to white groups of people and getting in their faces, saying, black power, whitey, you better get out of here, in just mainstream areas. This is so sad. It's so hurtful. It's such division. Just like the Klan embarrasses me, black folks need to be embarrassed of these racists that have been programmed, these young idiots, and reach out to them and explain what's happening. We'll be back on the other side with Paul Joseph Watson live from London. Then I'll be back Skyping in coming up in the noon hour and more. Stay with us. If you're watching this transmission, no matter what race, color, or creed you are the resistance.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By the union, that big business man, and it's going down in that dinosaur. By the used to grow food in Kansas.
We are back live on the March 7th, 2016 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Alex will be back with a news update at the bottom of the second hour, so be sure to tune in for that. But before that, coming up later this hour, I've got Gad Saad, the behavioral scientist out of John Molson School of Business in Concordia University, Quebec, Canada, and he's going to talk about the tyranny of political correctness as it envelops college campuses, as the social justice warriors take over with their authoritarianism while preaching tolerance. And now they're actually saying that people who disagree with them, people who go to universities and give speeches, people like Milo Yiannopoulos and Ben Shapiro, are committing an act of violence simply for having a different opinion. So we're going to get into that. We've also got Lauren Southern coming on in the third hour. Now, on Saturday night, she went to an event which was attended by these very same liberal, tolerant social justice warriors. She, God forbid, disagreed with their opinion, said that there were only two genders, said that there are only men and women in the world and there wasn't a third gender. They responded with all their tolerance and warm, fuzzy liberal virtues by dumping urine over her head. They actually assaulted her. We're going to go to that video in the third hour. We're going to talk to Lauren Southern about that. So we've got a packed show coming up on this Monday edition, which is why I need to rattle through the news right now. Of course, you just heard Alex there in the first couple of segments talking about this amazing quote by Bernie Sanders, which came out during the debate, where he said basically that white people don't know what it's like to be poor. We know why he's saying that, because, of course, Hillary Clinton has more of the black vote than Bernie Sanders. As of this moment, he's trying to pander to black voters to get their approval. But he's doing it, again, in a way which remains the only acceptable form of racism in the West in 2016, which is to discriminate against and mock, basically, white people. They're the only people that it's now acceptable to be racist against without receiving any significant backlash. So, I mean, Alex explained that pretty much in detail. To layer some facts on top of that, the claim that white people don't know what it's like to be poor is, of course, completely ludicrous, as the Root.com reports and many other news outlets are reporting today. Census figures out of 2013 show that 18.9 million white people in America are poor. That's 8 million more poor white people than poor black people. 5 million more than those who identify as Latino. And in fact, 70% of African Americans in America are not classified as poor. So in fact, after this Bernie Sanders quote, you had a lot of African Americans come out and basically say, why is he using this to basically imply that all African Americans are poor? These people have worked hard in many cases to get out of poverty, and yet he's still pigeonholing African Americans into that category by asserting, by claiming that white people have no idea whatsoever what it's like to struggle, what it's like to be on the breadline, when in fact 10 million, more than 10 million more white people are poor in America compared to black people. Now, of course, African Americans are disproportionately more poor, but that doesn't mean for a second that there are no poor white people in America. And again, if you look at another metric of this, as the Huffington Post reports, again, not a right-wing news outlet, the Huffington Post, you look at food stamps. 40% of food stamps go to white people compared to 25% for Americans, and 10% for Hispanics. So, yes, there are disproportionately more African-American and Hispanic people on food stamps in America, but there are almost double the number of white people on food stamps in America. White people know very well what it's like to be poor. And in fact, many of the most poor areas in America are populated by white people. So not only was it a ludicrous attack pandering to get black votes by denigrating white people, and in a sense denigrating black people by implying that they're all on food stamps and welfare when 70% of black people aren't, they're not in poverty, it was completely factually inaccurate, and Bernie Sanders has basically been completely debunked on that argument across the media today. But again, it just shows they will stoop to any lengths to pander to get the vote. And it's only acceptable to do so in the context of being racist when that racism targets white people. Bernie Sanders has been completely demolished with this narrative within hours of saying it during the debate. We'll be back with more news. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns every day. There is a season turn.
On the Alex Jones Show, we're going to get into some more news here in a moment, but I want to direct you to InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to direct you specifically to BrainForce, the InfoWars crew. Basically, a lot of them have given you their testimonials. Rob Dew took BrainForce, was able to pull an all-nighter and finish the entire Lewis Farrakhan video, no mean feat. He's talked about that on the show before. I took BrainForce personally when I came over to visit Austin last year. Again, I was completely jet-lagged, completely tired. Of course, I was hosting the show the next day, so I had to get my brain into gear on basically 3 hours sleep, completely jet-lagged, completely out of it. Took two BrainForce, and again, was completely energized. It made me focus, it gave me mental clarity, enabled me to have a better insight into the news I was talking about, and it really helped. So I really had felt that effect from BrainForce. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Get 10% off when you select auto ship before checkout. So you don't have to keep going back every single month to stock up. Again, which is often, you know, a waste of time and you forget to do it. Select auto ship and it does it automatically. It gets sent out to you automatically and you get that 10% discount. So instead of overloading on coffee, energy drinks, all this other junk that just gives you a brief high and then gives you a complete come down, a complete crash, BrainForce maintains that mental clarity. It's worked for me. It's worked for numerous other people in the InfoWars office, which is why we're proud to encourage you to get it at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, these products keep us alive. They keep us running. They allow us to send reporters out to all these different events to cover breaking news, to directly challenge and counter mainstream narratives. All this gets piled back into the operation, and we couldn't have achieved anything that we've achieved over the last 10, 15 years or so without your support. And you can go to the website, InfoWarsLife.com, and see all the testimonials, independent people who have taken this and it's had a huge benefit in their own personal life. So it's not just us saying it, it's other people verifying that and giving you their own personal story. So that's BrainForce. Again, 10% off when you select AutoShip before checkout at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Alex mentioned it back during his segment. Glenn Beck basically came out and parroted this rhetoric that we've been hearing for weeks and weeks now, that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. And it goes something like this. It's very simple. It's not very complex to understand. Okay. Adolf Hitler was popular. Donald Trump is also popular. Therefore, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. That's basically the level. It doesn't go much deeper than this. And it's something we're hearing from both the right and the left. This is an article out of Gateway Pundit. Disgusting new low. Trump haters pass around fake pic of Trump supporters raising Nazi salute. My God, those devious Trump supporters have been caught Sieg Heiling at one of Trump's events. This is a shocking precedent. Surely this proves that Donald Trump is dangerous potential next dictator of America. He's the new Adolf Hitler, right? Well, it turns out that Trump asked his supporters at this event on Saturday in Orlando, Florida, to raise their hand if they were going to vote for Donald Trump. So you can see the picture in this article. You know, about 10, 20 people in the picture are raising their hand. Hands up if you're going to vote for Trump. They raise their hand. That's not a Nazi salute. Yeah, for the past 48 hours, this has been passed around left-wing blogs and Twitter as proof, bombshell proof, that Donald Trump supporters were Sieg Heiling at a Donald Trump event. This is the simplicity of the propaganda. It's brazen lies. It's in your face. But it's, again, in line with this narrative, this very simplistic narrative, that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Now, you can say what you like about Donald Trump. You can say, as I would, that his views on torture, his views on government surveillance, are completely abhorrent, which they are. But he's not Adolf Hitler. That would be like arguing that every German in the 1940s was a member of the Nazi Party and supported Adolf Hitler. Only 15% of Germans at around that time he came to power were members of the Nazi Party. So they just use this tactic over and over again, and again, it's coming from both left and right. When in actual fact, we see many developments, we see polls of support for people who are going to vote for Donald Trump that counter this very narrative. We had this again over the weekend. Sikhs and Muslims hold rally in D.C. in support of Donald J. Trump. Sikhs and Muslims gathered in a suburb of Washington, D.C. this weekend to support Donald Trump for president. The group had Muslims for Trump and Sikhs for Trump signs made for the event. A representative of the Trump campaign addressed the gathering. The event organizer told reporters, quote, "We agree with Donald Trump and that we should not bring people into the country before we can vet them." So in many cases, these are immigrants who have worked hard, who have come into the country legally, at no meager expense and hassle to themselves. They've been through the process, which of course in many cases takes years and years to emigrate to the United States, to become citizens in some cases. They're angry at this proposal, as Obama has said it now, with tens of thousands of, quote, refugees coming into America, up to 100,000 at least. God knows how many that's going to be in the end, of these economic migrants coming into America, and again, not being vetted, despite the fact that, as the Paris massacre showed, these terrorists are infiltrating themselves amongst these refugees, and in some cases, radicalizing the, quote, refugees, which doesn't take a lot of convincing with some of them when they already arrive in the West with pictures of beheadings and ISIS flags on their mobile phones. So, of course, these people should be vetted. And again, Trump outlined his policy. He clarified it. He was not going to ban all Muslim migration to the United States. He was going to have a temporary period where that would happen, and this whole process would be properly vetted. So now we've got Muslim groups, we've got Sikhs, we've got minority groups who are coming out in support of Donald Trump in greater and greater numbers. This is a poll from CARE, again, the Council on American Islamic Relations. This is not a biased organization. Donald Trump has more Muslim support than all remaining GOP candidates combined. Back in December, Council on American Islamic Relations, the unindicted co-conspirators of the Holy Land Foundation trial, weighed in on Donald Trump's proposed ban on Muslim immigration to the United States until the government can figure out, quote, what the hell is going on. Those were Trump's words. And of course, CARE leaders were outraged. Executive Director Nihad Awad called Donald Trump a leader of a lynch mob who is doing the work of ISIS. All right, so he's trying to vet Muslim migrants coming into the country because ISIS members have openly said they will use this economic wave of migrants to infiltrate terrorists into the West. But no, it's Donald Trump who's doing the work of ISIS by trying to prevent that from happening. Well, this poll that CARE themselves conducted kind of debunks that narrative that Muslims hate Donald Trump. This was a poll from March the 1st. You look at the Republican candidates and the percentage who said they would vote for Donald Trump. John Kasich, 1%. Ted Cruz, 2%. Marco Rubio, 4%. Donald Trump, 11%. And of course, the vast majority of these Muslims said they would vote for Clinton or Sanders because most of them are Democrats. But Donald Trump has more support from Muslims in the United States than all of the other GOP candidates combined. Than all of them. More than double of Rubio. So again, this narrative that he's the new Adolf Hitler, that he's going to put Muslims or put Mexicans in concentration camps, a lot of Muslims, a lot of Muslim Americans simply don't believe that rhetoric. And it gets to what we were talking about with Bernie Sanders before. They don't get it that a lot of Trump supporters are poor people because they don't feel represented by the likes of Hillary Clinton. They don't feel they're going to be represented by Marco Rubio. We have this article again out of Gateway Pundit. 1,000 blue-collar workers switch parties to vote for Donald Trump in Youngstown, Ohio. At least 1,000 blue-collar Democrats in Mahon County have switched parties from Democrat to Republican to vote for Donald Trump in the primary. And this is a relatively small county there in Ohio. 1,000 people, blue collar, again, switched to vote for Donald Trump. If you actually read why people are voting for Donald Trump, it's not because they're racist. It's not because they're bigots. It's not because they think all Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers, as the media has tried to frame it. It's because of a myriad of reasons. And the fact that Trump represents them, even though you could argue that he's just a rich buffoon, more so than any other single candidate, because he's outside of the establishment system that has betrayed these people from all across the spectrum over and over again. There's an article out of Liberty Blitzkrieg. You should read this in full. Trump supporters, in their own words. So again, they go and talk to the people who are actually voting for Trump. And no, they're not all racist right-wing hillbillies who hate Muslims and Mexicans. Surprise, surprise. Here's one of them. The gay Arab Muslim student, 20 years old from Missouri, he says his parents are horrified at the fact that he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Not the typical Trump supporter, you would think. The article says, as a gay Muslim, the Republican Party has not been kind to me, to say the least. However, the Democrats almost arrogantly expect me to hand my vote to them because of who I am, which insults me. I'm a son of immigrants, but we have always followed the law to the letter. Donald Trump's discussion on immigration is extremely relevant. Again, this is a 20-year-old gay Arab Muslim student saying this. Quote, I even support the temporary ban on Muslims, even though I still have many law-abiding family members in Syria who deserve the opportunity to come to the U.S. and escape the horrors of war. We don't vet these people properly. To let them in willy-nilly is ludicrous. That's a 20-year-old gay Arab Muslim student who's saying he's going to vote for Trump because he supports that. Quote, Trump will break the poisonous bonds that hold America and the cult of Saudi Arabia together. Meanwhile, you know, people like Hillary Clinton, people like Jeb Bush, still withholding, showing no interest whatsoever in those 28 pages that implicate Saudi Arabia in 9/11. Clinton would never do that, he continues. She would continue supporting Saudi Arabia while bombing Islamic countries left and right. And that's exactly the case. Trump, from the beginning, was against the Iraq war. People like Hillary Clinton, you know, celebrated Muammar Gaddafi's death, which led to this spiral of the migration crisis, which now threatens the West. Trump is against that. He's against military adventurism. And that's why many of these usually left-wingers are throwing their support behind him. This is really interesting to read all these people who are voting for Trump, because they don't fit into these cookie-cutter boxes that the media would try to convince you makes up the vast majority of Trump's support. So here's another one. The anti-PC college professor, this is a 50-year-old guy from California, quote, I'm angry at forced diversity. He explains again why he's voting for Trump. I'm a liberal left college professor in the social sciences. I'm going to vote for Trump, but I won't tell hardly anybody. My main reason is anger at the two-party system. Again, this is a leftist liberal professor from California. And the horrible presidencies of Obama and Bush. But I'm also furious at political correctness on campus and in the media. So we've had the articles before where, you know, leftist liberal professors are, quote, terrified of their own students, but they daren't speak out against it. What we're going to talk about with Gad Saad here coming up soon. But this is a guy who's going to speak out against it by voting for Trump. He continues, I'm angry at forced diversity and constant, frequently unjustified complaints about racism, sexism, homophobia, lack of trans rights. I'm particularly angry at social justice warriors, and my main reason to vote Trump is to see the looks on your faces when he wins. It's not that I like Trump, it's that I hate those who can't stand him. Which again strikes at the root of the fact that these regressive leftists, these new fascists who call themselves anti-fascists, are so reprehensible in their behavior, which we've seen in, you know, college campuses over the past few weeks. So reprehensible in their hatred for free speech and their efforts to shut it down via censorship, and in some cases, physical or violence. They're so hated now that even left-wing liberal college professors say that they're going to vote for Donald Trump simply to see the look on their faces. So you've got Arab Muslims, 20-year-old students. You've got 50-year-old left-wing college professors in California. You've got retired biomedical engineers from Hawaii. You've got a 29-year-old yoga teacher who says that he voted for Barack Obama, now he's going to vote for Trump, but he doesn't want to tell his girlfriend because, you know, it might not be socially acceptable. But behind the scenes, all these people who you would expect to be, you know, flagrant liberals, Hillary Clinton voters perhaps, they've become educated, they've become so turned off by the regressive left, by a political establishment that doesn't represent them, and that's why they're voting for Trump. They're not voting for Trump because they're racist bigots who hate Mexicans and Muslims. They're voting for Trump because he's the only candidate they think actually represents them in any way imaginable. So again, it demolishes this rhetoric that we've heard over and over again. It demolishes the rhetoric we're hearing out of this Reuters report. Foreign diplomats voicing alarm to U.S. officials about Trump. Foreign diplomats are expressing alarm to U.S. government officials about what they say are inflammatory and insulting public statements by Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. So again, they're not alarmed about the fact we've had a political establishment for decades that has invaded foreign countries, overthrown secular governments, brought in Islamic radicals, created a migrant crisis, a humanitarian disaster, the likes of which we haven't seen for generations. They're not concerned about a political establishment that is interested in that. They're concerned about Donald Trump making politically incorrect statements during his speeches and using that to claim that he's Hitler. Well, I'd be more concerned about a military-industrial complex that has overthrown these secular dictators, that has killed millions of people, that has created a humanitarian disaster. I would be more concerned about trying to avoid that outcome once again. And many Donald Trump supporters feel the same way. We'll be back after the break on the Alex Jones Show. Gadstad coming up. Stay tuned.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a couple of short segments here before the long segment, but we're going to get our guest on now. He is Gad Saad, and I'm obviously butchering that name and will continue to do so, but that's the easiest way for me to say it. He's been on the show before, of course. He's an evolutionary behavioral scientist at Concordia University there in Canada. He's known for applying evolutionary psychology to marketing and consumer behavior. And, of course, more so recently, he's been railing against political correctness in academia. He's at Gad Saad on Twitter, and you can search for Gad Saad on YouTube, find his excellent YouTube channel. Now, Gad, I don't want to trigger you here, because, of course, we've got some students now calling on professors to individually ask hundreds of students what their preferred gender pronoun is before commencing a lecture. So as not to trigger you, can you let the audience know what you're identifying as today?
Well, so I want to be gender-free and carbon-free, and so I now identify as an isosceles trapezoid.
As long as you don't identify as an attack helicopter, because that seems to really trigger social justice worries. Lauren Southern just had urine dumped over her head for doing that, so I'll be sure to avoid that. Now, yeah, we've got a few minutes in this segment. Just set the table for us. Give us a three-minute overview where we're at in terms of the hostile, politically correct takeover of universities in the West and why people should be concerned about it. Why does it threaten their freedoms?
Well, because there are all sorts of various movements that are infiltrating themselves within the university campus that is stifling people's confidence in expressing their ideas, right? I mean, a university is supposed to be a place, a safe space, where people can go and debate one another. And because of the thought police, because of the language police, because of political correctness, because of microaggressions and cultural appropriation and so on, everybody walks around on eggshells, terrified that they might utter a syllable that might be misconstrued in some ways, and that's not good for a free society.
And, I mean, just to put people right, I often hear people say, oh, this is just a fringe minority, they're on Twitter, they're on Tumblr, they have no real influence. But they do, because these people are going to be our future leaders, right? This is the next generation that's going to set the laws and make the rules on free speech. That's why it affects us, correct?
Well, exactly. I mean, at some point, the lunacy becomes normalized, right? I mean, Thomas Kuhn, the famous philosopher, talked about a paradigmatic shift. And then once the paradigm shift happens, it eventually becomes part of normal science. And so if we allow these lunatic discourse to take a hold in our universities, eventually it will become normalized. People will start seeing this as the natural way of how things ought to be. And this is why it's important. It is incumbent on each of us, certainly the ones that have the platform, to fight back against this very, very regressive movement.
Now, over the last several weeks, I guess, and we can get into more detail later, we've had this tyranny, this politically correct tyranny really come to the fore. We've had Milo Yiannopoulos, Ben Shapiro on these speaking tours, and almost every event they either get interrupted. In the case of Shapiro, they actually physically try to block people from attending his lecture. We have these safe space students preaching tolerance and diversity all day long while themselves exhibiting complete intolerance for diversity of opinion. What I don't understand is, you know, they could have a peaceful rally outside these events, express their free speech. Their message would be received far better, yet they're smearing themselves with blood. They're physically blocking events. They're interrupting. I mean, why do these social justice warriors use these violent mob intimidation tactics when it doesn't even boost their credibility to the outside world? We're going to get into that after the break with Gad's dad. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.